we pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're truly grateful to Thee this day for Thy love, for the blessings You have given each of us, for the opportunity of being here. We pray, our Father, that Thy Holy Spirit may be known to each of us as we seek to draw ourselves closer to Thee through this week. We pray, our Father, that each of us may return to our places of work with a new zeal and enthusiasm for Thy work. We pray for each one who will speak during this convention, and may each of us be drawn very near to Thee. We pray especially today for these two on the prayer calendar. May they know that we are praying for them today. May the problems they face be met by Thy grace. We pray for all the other missionaries around the world as they serve. May they know that Thou art with them and that You have sent them there, and that Your grace is sufficient to meet every problem. We pray, our Father, that You would forgive us of our shortcomings and be with us through this convention. In Christ's name and for His sake, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Our next hymn is one which I have been eagerly anticipating to hear WMU ladies from all over the South join together in one voice as they sing, O Zion, haste, thy mission high fulfilling. We turn, please, to hymn numbered 44, O Zion, haste. May we stand, please, as we sing. May we stand.
O Zion, haste, thy mission high fulfilling, to prepare for the hope of this light that may obtain all nations is willing, one soul could bear him, lost in chains of pride. Published by tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of Jesus, redemption and release. Behold the man in thousands crying out in the cross of risen as a sin, with none heaven of a sin crying, all the life beneath thy bottom.
Stanza four.
Give up thy sons to
it is time now for us to organize our annual meeting. We recognize Mrs. Robert Fling, our secretary. That those registered with the secretary be recognized as constituting the organization, and that those who shall register be added to the list. Is there a second to the motion? It has been moved and seconded that those registered with the secretary be recognized as constituting the organization, and that those who shall register be added to the list. Is there a discussion? If not, all favoring the motion will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the motion is adopted. Madam President, I move that the printed program in the hands of the delegates with any necessary changes be the order of business. Is there a second to the motion? It has been moved and seconded that the printed program in the hands of the delegates with any necessary changes be the order of business. Is there a discussion? If not, all favoring the motion will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the motion is carried. I would like now to appoint two committees, The Appreciation Committee, Ms. Carrie Vaughn of Virginia Chairman, Mrs. Earl Stark of Oklahoma, Mrs. J.I. Freeman, Alabama, Ms. Clara Lane, California, Ms. Sarah Stevens, Georgia. This committee will meet at the close of the afternoon session in Room 2. The Resolutions Committee, Mrs. Wilfred C. Tyler of Mississippi Chairman, Mrs. Willis Hall, Maryland, Mrs. Albert Smith, Alabama, Ms. Josephine Jones, Florida, Ms. Catherine Carpenter, Louisiana. This committee will meet at the close of the afternoon session in Room 3. These two rooms are on these corridors just to the side of this auditorium. I will ask the Secretary to send messages to our former presidents, Mrs. W.C. James of Virginia and Mrs. W.J. Cox of Tennessee, and reply to any messages that are received in this annual meeting. May I read to you from the Bylaws of Woman's Missionary Union, Article 6, Sections 1 and 2. Section 1, a nominating committee shall be named at each annual meeting, whose duty it shall be to nominate a candidate for each office to be filled at the next annual meeting. Prior to the annual meeting of Woman's Missionary Union, the Executive Secretary shall secure from the State Executive Secretaries the names of nominating committee members and alternates, and compile a list to be read by the Recording Secretary in annual meeting. During the first business session of the annual meeting, the Recording Secretary shall read the nominating committee, including both members and alternates, and call the meeting for organization. I'll ask our Recording Secretary, Mrs. Fling, to read these names and call this meeting.
Madam President, the 1961 Nominating Committee, Alabama, Mrs. W.B. Rogers, alternate, Ms. Albert J. Smith. Arizona, Ms. Cecil M. Stewart, alternate, Ms. Almarine Brown. Arkansas, Mrs. Andrew Hall, alternate, Mrs. R.E. Haygood. California, Mrs. A.C. Turner, alternate, Mrs. Carol Nichols. Colorado, Mrs. Phil Card, alternate, Mrs. L.W. Hill. District of Columbia, Mrs. L.S. Casasa, alternate, Mrs. A. Lincoln Smith. Florida, Mrs. J. Titus Aldridge, alternate, Mrs. George Q. Holland. Georgia, Mrs. David Boyd, alternate, Mrs. John M. Gibson. Illinois, Mrs. R.W. Wallace, alternate, Mrs. O.J. Carlock. Indiana, Mrs. T.B. Rollins, alternate, Miss Louise Berge. Kansas, Mrs. Richard Foster, alternate, Mrs. Paul DeBusman. Kentucky, Mrs. Ensel Dean, alternate, Mrs. O.B. Milam. Louisiana, Mrs. Claude Kirkpatrick, alternate, Miss Catherine Carpenter. Maryland, Mrs. J.A. Bearden, alternate, Mrs. G.W. Bullard. Mississippi, Mrs. Owen Cooper, alternate, Mrs. R.H. Young. Missouri, Mrs. Homer DeLosier, alternate, Mrs. W.R. Harrington. New Mexico, Mrs. Earl Hartley, alternate, Mrs. J.L. Harper. North Carolina, Miss Bonnie Lance, alternate, Mrs. Perry W. Crouch. Ohio, Mrs. Henry Johnson, alternate, Mrs. Gerald K. Ford. Oklahoma, Mrs. M.S. Whitehead, alternate, Mrs. C.A. Summers. Oregon, Washington, Mrs. C.R. Murray, alternate, Mrs. Roy Johnson. South Carolina, Mrs. James F. Burris, alternate, Mrs. James S. Cobb. Tennessee, Miss Mary Northington, alternate, Mrs. Lyle S. Moore, Jr. Texas, Mrs. Henry Heck, alternate, Mrs. M.A. Marshall. Virginia, Mrs. O.C. Hancock, alternate, Miss Carrie Vaughn. I should like to call a meeting for organization of the nominating committee upon adjournment of the afternoon session in Committee Room 1 off the South Corridor.
Is there any other business that needs to come before us at this time? Madam President, I move that the memorial list be printed in a special in memoriam page in the annual meeting minutes. Is there a second to this motion? The motion is that the memorial list be entered on a special in memoriam page in the minutes of this meeting. Is there a discussion? If not, all favoring the motion will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the motion is carried. Is there any other business? All of us have been looking forward to coming to Miami for this annual meeting in this Miami Beach Auditorium out on this beautiful beach. Where else could you go in all the world and see on the stage two large baskets of real orchids? That could happen only in Miami. For months, the women of Miami and Miami Beach have been getting ready for this meeting. It has brought unusual joys to us to work with some of these women, especially the co-chairman. We have learned that in Miami, it takes two women instead of one to co-chair the annual meeting of Women's Missionary Union. It has been a delightful privilege to us to make new friends with these two, and we have come to feel very close to them in many ways. We hope they have come to feel close to us. At this time, we want to recognize the co-chairman for this annual meeting, Mrs. W.J. Troop of Miami, a member of the University Baptist Church, and Mrs. Lloyd Reese of Miami, a member of the Riverside Baptist Church. Thank you, Madam President. And greetings and welcome to our missionaries, our delegates, friends, and visitors. It is indeed a happy privilege this morning to welcome you on behalf of my committee and its members as we meet together here on Miami Beach for our annual Women's Missionary Meeting. It's a great joy to welcome the representatives from 45 states and many foreign fields to our land of sunshine and the golden sands of Miami Beach. For many months now, we have anticipated your coming. Plans, preparations, and prayer have sought to make these days high hours for our Women's Missionary Union. We trust the warmth and sunshine of our city will be symbolic of the inspiration and zeal of this meeting, which seeks to exalt the Son of Righteousness, the light of the world. We welcome you because we know you have brought us goodwill, and your coming is to glorify God. We welcome you because of the contribution that you are making to his world and to the extension of his kingdom. So it is in his name that we extend our love. We shall look back on this occasion with great pleasure, and it shall always be a cherished memory for us. May the love and friendship that shall be extended here be a moment that ages cannot destroy nor time erase. The mayor will give you the key to our city, but we give you the key to our hearts. We're glad you came to Miami Beach for your 72nd annual meeting. And there's a few courtesies that I'd like to call your attention to that have been extended to us. Out in the foyer, you will find two fruit juice dispensers that have been donated with all the fresh, cold Florida orange juice that you would like to drink, free of charge. Fill, and we have plenty of refills, so we hope not to run out. But we want you to enjoy as much as you wish to drink. And this has been donated to us through our Florida Citrus Commission. So you mustn't forget to stop as you go back through the state of Florida to pick up several bushels of our delicious fruit. And I want to warn you people from California that maybe after you partake of our delicious fruit and its juice, California will never be the same again. How many are here from California? Well, welcome to our beautiful land of sunshine. And now, just a word or two about our beautiful new hospital, Baptist Hospital. I know all of you have heard about the wonderful hospital we are going to have. And they have donated the services, full service for first aid, complete service for first aid.
with a registered nurse on duty at all times. You will find the first aid room here on my left off the north corridor. If you have a few moments to spare while you're at this meeting, because I know all of you are going to attend every session, but there will be times in between that you will have time to ride out to South Dade County on Kendall Drive out US 1 and take a look at the beautiful new hospital that is being built there. It will thrill your hearts to see this wonderful institution that's going up, and we do hope within the year that we will have it complete. And for this beautiful organ, we want to thank the Philpott Music Company for its donation. And for these beautiful orchids here, they have been donated by several Baptist orchid growers. In fact, most of these donations are given to us through Baptists or friends of Baptists. So now, if there's anything else that we can assist you with, please feel free to call on us. We'll do all that we can to help you. And thank you so much, and have a wonderful time. Madam President, missionaries, messengers, and visitors to this great convention, I too want to say that it has been a rewarding experience for me to serve as a co-chairman in planning and preparing for your coming. Surely I pray, and the prayer of our hearts, this committee, is that we will weld our hearts together as never before in intercessory prayer that this convention will afford each WMU a fresh new privilege to use to its maximum effort in the Christ-given task which is ours, world mission. Now, you are conscious this morning that a successful convention does not just happen. No, it does not. It is the result of work and prayer and planning. And many people have united themselves together for this purpose, and the only purpose, which, of course, our theme so aptly presents. It is my happy privilege to present to you the local committee who have worked so diligently, have given a labor of love in order that this convention will be the success that God would have it be. First of all, I should like to mention the person who has been on all committees. She has certainly offered her support and her genuine, sincere interest and her daily prayers that this convention would be a success and that each chairman would have a very easy task. I speak of none other than our own president of the Miami WMU, Mrs. Fred Walker. At our very first meeting with the executive, Mrs. Mathis and Ms. Hunt, we decided that we would need a chairman for persons and properties. And I thought of none other than the youth director of the Central Baptist Church, because if anybody knows how to accumulate properties, that girl does. If anybody knows how to get people together, that girl does. I'd like to present to you the chairman of persons and properties, the tableau chairman, Mrs. R.C. Alexandra. I've never seen women in my life that didn't lose something. So we set up a check room in order that you can check by the check room and see if it's there. And they buy things and can't bring them into convention hall, so we have a check room chairman, Mrs. A.R. Bostrom from Golden Glades Church. Mention has been made of our first aid being donated by our Miami Baptist Hospital. And that, too, must have a chairman, Mrs. H.M. Creel, University Church. The program personalities and those who will be on program will need transportation to and from the hotel to the auditorium. And we have a courtesy car chairman for those people, Mrs. George Espin, Miami Beach Church. the beautiful little pages that you will see on platform was secured for us by our associational GA leader, Mrs. C.R. Fowler, Miami First Church. The lounge and committee rooms is under the direction of Mrs. D.C. Johnson, Bird Road Church. The ushers is under the direction of Mrs. Paul N. Ledford, Alapata Church. The choir luncheon has been planned by Mrs. Claude Lipscomb of Wayside Church. The publicity under the direction of Mrs. Robert Maury Shenandoah Church. Information under the direction of Mrs. R.A. Mullins, First Church, Hialeah. The decorations under the direction of Mrs. George Simmons and Mrs. Sidney A. Craig. Mrs. George Simmons University Church, Mrs. Sidney A. Craig, South Miami Church. The bouquets of flowers and fruit that you found in your room under the direction of Mrs. J.E. Wilson, North Miami Church. Surely today we want to thank these chairmen and their committees for working together in such a oneness of spirit, which was most evident from the very first meeting, which we knew would be until the last note of praise God from whom all blessings flow. Our heartfelt thanks to each one of you, Chairman, and your committee, but more than that, thanks be unto God, in whose strength we can do all things. While they remain standing here, Mrs. Troop on the far right, this is Mrs. Troop and Mrs. Reese. Would you please stand in expressing your appreciation to these ladies? Now we want to recognize a few people at this time, some very important people whom you do not see and will not see from the time you see them in a moment or so until the end of this meeting. They are working backstage. They are helping us with the programming of this convention. I'm going to call first for Mrs. Ned P. King of Dallas, Texas, who is in charge. Mrs. King. Mr. Jack Bird, also from Dallas. Miss Rachel Colvin, Art Associate with Women's Missionary Union. And Mr. Joe Garcia, an Art Associate with Women's Missionary Union. And we want to express our appreciation to you now, for we shall not have time later on. Thank you. Now we have two others that I want to recognize at this moment. We have two writers in our midst. I want Miss Alma Hunt and Mrs. William McMurray to come and stand on either side of me. This is a very important announcement. I hold in my hands two new books, beautiful to look at, wonderful to read, something that each one of you must have, and I want to tell you just how important they really are. These are the only books brought to this convention by our Baptist bookstore or Sunday School Board that are for sale. Everything else you look at and you must order, but these are for sale throughout this entire week, and they will be autographed by Miss Alma Hunt and Mrs. William McMurray, which means that for the most part, they will be sitting at a table autographing between all sessions of Women's Missionary Union and the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, Miss Hunt, I wonder what you could tell us in one sentence about Women's Missionary Union by Alma Hunt. Here it is. How horrible. She knew that she should have said more than that. Now, we'll see if Ms. McMurray can do better. Educating Youth in Missions by Mrs. William McMurray, another must.
Yes, I can do better. I'm going to do it in two sentences. Been very nice if Miss Hunt and I had exchanged places and I had plugged her book and she plugged mine. But the truth of the business is that by way of the grapevine, I've learned that Miss Hunt has not read Educating Youth in Missions. And the reason She was afraid to expose herself to the influence of this book, for she might be called upon to resign as executive secretary of Woman's Missionary Union and become leader of the Sunbeam Band in her church. That's how powerful it is.
Again, it has been proven that the last speaker always gets the best in the last word. No woman will leave this convention without two books, Woman's Missionary Union by Alma Hunt and Educating Youth in Missions by Mrs. William McMurray. Ms. Hunt reminds me that the autograph